at your service. It's the Home Improvement Show, presented by Mosby Building Arts. To ask a question, call 314-436-7900 or 800-925-1120. Now, the host of the Home Improvement Show, Rich Orris, on the Voice of St. Louis, KMOX.
All right. Good morning, St. Louis, and welcome to the KMOX Home Improvement Show. I'm your host, Rich Orris, and we're here to tackle all your home remodeling and maintenance questions. Whether you're dreaming of a brand new big kitchen or just dealing with a leaky faucet or anything in between, I'm here to help for you today. Give me a call. 314-436-7900 is where you'll find me, and let's get those projects moving for you today. We've got a fantastic show lined up. We've got some expert tips and a lot of listener questions coming in today. So grab your coffee, sit back, and let's talk home improvement right here on KMOX, the Voice of St. Louis. Don't forget, pick up that phone and dial. Where you can find me is 314-436-7900. We'll get your questions answered today. Let's turn your house into your dream home together right here today. We've got a lot going on, a lot we can do, and we've got the full time, the full show today. No cards until this evening, so good luck to them tonight, but we've got two straight hours on KMOX for you here today, so stick with me. Get around and let's see what you have going on with your home. And hopefully last weekend with Mother's Day, hopefully we got a lot done and accomplished before then and getting up to and ready for the Mother's Day celebrations. Last week, I told a little story about me at a very early age, kind of going out before I could even drive, riding my bike and going out and fixing a drain leak in our kitchen sink. And then when I was later with my family, hanging out with my mother, having a great Mother's Day celebration, she was asking me all sorts of questions about it. Where were we when you did that? Like, how old were you? She couldn't remember that even happening because, of course, well, I've been doing this over about 35 years now, so that was probably 40 plus years ago when that happened. I'm honestly surprised I can still remember that. So, and also last week we had a great response on social media to the old tool, the nail puller that we kind of looked at and talked about. Really cool old tool out there that one of my clients had showed me, took some photos of it. You can find that on my social media. And you can also today, you can find a link to a video on my social media. If you go to Facebook or Twitter or LinkedIn, just search Rich Orris. If you put Mosby by it, you'll find me pretty easily. And I've got a video on some flushable wipes. So we're going to get into that a little bit later in the show. If you see that, if you have any thoughts, any questions, anything about that, again, feel free to jump in, give us a call, and give us your thoughts, your questions, your comments, your concerns. Again, 314-436-7900 is where you can get to me. And, you know, last week we had some great calls, some great questions from Jim, who was looking for some advice painting some metal outside on a shed, an actual shipping container shed. That was in his yard and talked about painting that and how to get through that. And we spoke a lot about plumbing last week from a toilet ghost flushing all by itself, some low water pressure, and how to find a leak in a shower. So we covered some really great questions, topics last week. Plan to do the same this week with your help, your stories, and your questions. I love to just kind of review and talk and see what's get a recap on what happened, and a lot of times I might have some more to say about it. So I've definitely got some more that we can talk about and some stories with the leaking shower, replacing old toilets. We had a really good conversation about that. But for right now, let's jump on the line. We've got our first caller in here. I believe it says Jim. Jim, are you there?
Yes.
Hey, can you hear me, Jim?
Oh, yes.
Perfect. I can hear you, too. Thanks for calling. What do you got going on today?
Well, May, you may have talked about it. You said last week, but I wasn't listening last week. It's about the two toilets that are back-to-back in my residence.
Uh-huh.
And there seems to be a real low water in the toilets at times, and then sometimes it gets higher. And sometimes they seem to affect each other when you flush it. Is there something happening deeper involved in this that I should call a plumber?
Yeah. Let me ask you a couple questions about this. So is this on the first floor of the house? Is there a basement underneath it?
Yes, there's a basement. Uh-huh.
Okay. Is the basement underneath it unfinished, or is it finished with drywall and stuff?
It's unfinished.
Okay. So you definitely have a very good means to correcting this problem that you have. The other thing I'd ask is, how old is your home?
79.
Okay. Yeah. So basically what we find, and we found this, it's in homes, it's definitely in homes before or around 1965 or so, but we find this common occurrence all the way up. I've had them in homes that are all the way to like built in 2000 or so. And they're changing, they've changed the code now so that when you build new, that this shouldn't happen. But I've still seen some newer ones where it's definitely still happening. And basically, Jim, what's going on is those two toilets going into the same stack. The way they commonly did that was, it's a T. It's just a straight shot where both toilets come into the stack back to back at the same level. And when you get the newer toilets, and we talked about this a little bit last week with the caller that didn't want to change his toilet, the newer toilets have a lot more pressure, less water, more pressure when they flush. And what happens is the air that is pushing with that higher pressure pushes into the other pipe right across from that T, and it forces that air up into the toilet bowl. So what happens is once the air gets there, the water goes down and a little bit of it will drain. So each time that happens, you might lose a half inch or an inch of water level in that bowl until it pretty much can just go away. If you only use one toilet and you really never use the other and you don't pay attention and go flush the other one, you can actually drain that with that happening. So the fix is they'll go into that basement and they got to redo that plumbing stack, and they separate that where it's no longer a T. So you'll have one toilet will be a sanitary Y going down into the stack, and the other one will be the same way but lower in the stack. So they come in at different spots. So it forces the air down and not back over to that other toilet.
One toilet's newer and has two buttons. Solid and...
Jim, you're breaking up quite a bit. I'm not understanding. Your phone line's breaking up a lot.
I'm sorry.
Oh, that's okay. You want to try one more time?
It's newer. It has two buttons, one for liquid, one for solid. One's a more standard toilet, older style. You think that has something to do with the high pressure coming from the newer toilet?
Yeah, I do think it has definitely the newer toilets shooting a lot more pressure over to that other toilet and making that happen. So you can get with a plumber and have them look at it. And licensed plumbers, generally, all that I've met and spoken to, they kind of know and understand how to rework that plumbing stack
great,
to
great.
Make
thank
that stop.
Much.
So, yeah, all right.
Thank you.
Perfect, Jim. Great way to start off. You're very welcome. Great question. I know it was a long answer to a short question, but there's a lot of information there. I actually had that kind of in my things to talk about, so quite good timing with that. So what I'd say now is, Greg and Mo, if you can hold the line, we're going to get into our first break, and we'll jump right into to both of you guys one after the other as soon as we return. Stick with us. Don't go anywhere. We'll have more to come. All right, guys, we are back. Hey, Mo, if you're still out there, feel free to call back in. Anybody else with any questions, any concerns, feel free to call in. You can reach me, 314-436-7900. We've got Greg held the line through the break. Thanks for holding the line there, Greg. Can you hear me? I appreciate the call.
Yeah, I can hear you. Good to hear your voice. It's Greg Boss. We did a podcast together. I just took over a condo from my in-laws, and they have a there's two questions. One is, they have a common faucet, you know, when hot water comes up, you got one controller in the middle, it doesn't shut off all the way. It has a slow leak. Is there a way of fixing that without buying a new faucet unit altogether?
So I got a little lost there. So they're in a condo, and there's a hot water line faucet that's
a sink.
Kitchen sink.
Yeah, and it's a hot, you know, cold comes up together, and there's this one faucet in the middle, and you lift up the handle, you rotate left or right for hot water.
Gotcha.
But when you turn it off, there's just a slow drip.
Okay, yeah, no, definitely. You can replace that interior cartridge inside that faucet to stop that drip. So that cartridge has some rubber gaskets that have just wore out. And so you can take the handle off. You got to shut the water down under the sink, turn off the hot and cold both. And you can take that handle apart, take that handle off, and there's a nut that comes off. You can pull that inner part out of there, and you can replace that valve with a new one, and the rubber gaskets will be all brand new and everything. And make sure you kind of clean it out, because a lot of times just a little bit of calcium, it kind of rubs around in there, and that's what kind of starts some of these leaks and wears those rubber O-rings down. So kind of clean it out, put in that new valve, put it back together, and yeah, it should stop that dripping faucet, no problem.
And does it have to be specific for that brand of faucet, or is there other common ones?
Well, it will have to be specific to that brand of faucet. So you will have to figure out what it is, if it's Moen or Kohler or Price Pfister or whatever model, and they will have the easiest way to do it, especially if you only know, like maybe it says Moen and you really only know that it's a Moen, or if you look online with some photos and you find a couple that look like that, the easiest way is to take that valve out of there, take that valve stem out, take it to the hardware store or the plumbing supply warehouse with you, and then you can compare that to the new one, because they'll have, if you go to Lowe's or Home Depot or something like that, they'll have a wall full of Moen and different ones that you can look at and compare it to and find the correct one. But there's hundreds of them out there.
All right. Well, I appreciate that. Thank you much. My other question is, they had wood floors, and the foot traffic, like going in and out of the kitchen area, is really dark. The rest of the hallways, things like that, aren't really bad, but that area is really dark. And I've hit it with some, like, Dawn and I've actually tried to use a little Goobagon on it to see if I can loosen up those dark spots. Is there any way of getting that off of that surface without resurfacing the whole floors?
So really like a goof off or something like that, I would definitely, if you get a kind of a goof off or if you get an oil based, it'll be kind of the nasty, smelly kind. I would definitely, depending on if it's a job site finished wood floor or if it's a pre-finished that came finished and everything, I would try that out in an inconspicuous spot and just make sure that it doesn't wear off the finish. And if it doesn't, then you're good, and it'll break that down and get it off of there pretty well. You want to watch doing too much scraping, of course, because you'll scrape the surface or the wood. But I would go somewhere inconspicuous, in a closet, something, clean it a couple times in a spot and let it go, let it sit, and go back and look at it. And what you want to look for, too, is especially if you're in a closet, you might need a flashlight or something. But you want to look at the glare of the light and make sure that it didn't work off the sheen of that floor. So if that sheen looks a little different where you cleaned it in the corner or in the closet, then you want to try and find a different product, because that one might be too harsh for the finish of that floor. But yeah, you should be able to get that off of there. Just find the right product and little elbow grease and the right product. As long as that's a surface darkening traffic wear from wearing shoes, house shoes, things like that, you should be able to work that off there, no problem.
Okay. I just was, I didn't know if he had the magic wand that you could go across and get it off or not, but I appreciate it. Thank you. Appreciate you being on here.
Hey, no, I appreciate you. I haven't talked to you in a while, and I'd love doing the podcast and stuff with you before. We had a good time, a lot of chimney stuff, and I definitely enjoy that. I'll have to have you on here one day where we can just have a quick conversation about what you do in the company and all that chimney stuff, because it's a great service. So I'll get with you, and we'll schedule something like that for you.
That'd be my pleasure. I would love to help other people have peace of mind when they're using their fireplaces. So
yeah, absolutely. You. And we'd all love some peace of mind, especially with fire, for sure. So we'll get through that for you, Greg. I appreciate it. Have a good day.
Yeah, have a blessed day, too.
Bye-bye. All right, bye. Hey, so Greg Boss there, chimney expert. I've spoken with him on my shows in the past and had some really, really great conversations. So glad I could help him out a little bit there with what he is up against. And for everybody else, for Mo, if you're still out there, we're right here. We got plenty of time for everybody today. No Cardinals till this evening, so we got all the time in the world. Give me a call, at least another hour and a half. 314-436-7900 is how you can find me. We're going to get into our middle break as we await your calls, and we'll have more tips and topics when we return. All right, we are back. Lots going on today. I know it's nice outside. It is beautiful outside right now, sunny, warm. I'm sure everybody's out there trying to get their yards done, get their decks worked on, inspect them, all the honeydew list that you have throughout everything. Maybe you're watering your tomato plants. Gotta love that for sure. If you have any questions about anything you're trying to accomplish out there, hey, the good news is in this day and age, we have cell phones, we have the AirPods, all this. We can call in from outside while we're trying to complete these tasks and get some general information about any of it right here, right now. 314-436-7900 is the way, the easiest way to find me right now. And, I did want to touch on another topic again that we spoke about last week. You know, looking at, we talked about a shower leak, and there's so many different things that can happen with a shower leak. And I spoke about trying to look at the walls and the floor and the caulk and the grout and all these different ways that a shower can leak that doesn't even involve plumbing. And then you've got your plumbing supplies, your valves, things in the wall, the pipe to the shower head. You've got all these areas that could start to leak later on over time. You can replace those valves for dripping faucets and everything in that shower, just like you can the sink faucet that we just spoke about. But I had one years ago that we looked at it, tried to figure all this stuff out, just couldn't really find anything. And I finally told them that, you know, we just got to cut out some drywall and look at the plumbing and see if we can find something. And of course, the carpenters a couple years before, he didn't mention that he had crown molding added around the room below this bathroom. They put a big giant nail right through that plumbing stack, and then took a couple years, nail rusted out, and then eventually started leaking. So sometimes it's even a little bit outside of all that. You got to think really what's happened throughout the years and the different things you've done to try and track these leaks down. It can definitely be something that can be difficult to do. So keep that in mind as you're trying to figure all this out, the history of the home and what has happened. So, hey, we got Katie on the line, has a question for us. So, Katie, are you there?
Yes, Rich, I'm here.
Awesome, awesome. Thanks for calling. What do you have going on?
Well, we have a leak in just the shower and not the tub. So I take a bath, I drain the tub, we have no problem. My husband takes a shower, and we find all this water on the floor in the basement.
Okay.
And we have a 1957 house.
Okay.
So it's old plumbing. And yeah, it's been fixed a few times. And, you know, occasionally we've got one of those soap dispensers that's in the tile. And if you get water down there, it'll leak a little bit. And that's what we thought it was yesterday. But then this morning we made sure there was no water hitting that wall. And there's, I don't know, 16 ounces of water on the floor.
Okay, okay.
So do you think it's just directly related to something with the shower mechanism?
Well, yeah, it definitely can be. You've got kind of two spots here. The soap dispenser story worries mm-hmm. me a little bit, because if there's okay. another portion of a wall, I'm guessing, are the walls actually like ceramic tile or porcelain
yes,
tile?
Yes, it's that yep. stuff from 57 that won't come off. You
okay.
know. I mean, it will, but it's, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's all in good shape. None of it's cracked, the grout, all of that's good. When it goes down that hole, we just get a tiny bit of water, like, you know, a uh-huh. tablespoon of water. So this is totally different.
Okay.
This is a lot more water. A lot more water. And my husband took a shower this morning, and he's sure it never hit the wall. He made sure it never touched the wall this morning. Still this huge amount of water.
Okay, so that would be my question, is if the water is not hitting the front wall, not necessarily the side where the soap
right,
tray
right.
is, but the front wall with the faucet, mm-hmm. and all of that on there, sometimes it can get behind the trim of the faucet and run in, or any of the caulking or grout. It sounds like caulking or grout might be in
oh.
pretty good condition, but you've got the caulking at the corners, and you've got that
right.
faucet. So
the faucet was replaced just about 3 years ago
okay.
by a plumber. And so I don't know if it's that. I know we have one of those. You have the mounted faucet shower head.
Uh-huh.
But ours comes down, and we have one of those handheld ones that's attached to that. So we use the handheld one, not the one that comes out of the wall.
Oh, gotcha.
It has that hose has been leaking for a little while. It could that do it, or is it something more serious behind that wall?
Well, if the hose is leaking in an area that's just dripping down into the actual bathtub, that
right.
shouldn't be much of a problem, but it could be either around the fitting where that attaches to the wall if it's leaking. So it sounds
okay.
like it's either some of those fittings that attach to the wall, water getting on the wall and getting down, or it's in one of the screw-on fittings or the pipes when you hit the diverter and make the water go up to the shower heads. It's somewhere between the valve and the shower heads inside that wall. So
okay.
it's I would look at the faucets first and the trim valves and make sure, again, that, you know, if water's getting there, maybe cover them up with a piece of plastic taped to the wall for one shower and see if that minimizes it or makes it go away. And if that
okay.
does, then you know it's something with the valve, how it's the cover's connected to the wall and water's getting in around one of those valves. If it's not, and if you still get the same amount of water, that would be the point where I would say, yep, you probably need to get inside that wall and try and track the pipes and see
right.
what fitting might be leaking once you put it up towards the shower in the valve.
Okay, yeah, because there's an access panel in the bedroom closet to get, you know, back behind there.
That's good. Yeah, that'll definitely help.
But we can also kind of see, like, where the pipe connects in the basement. We don't have a finished basement, so we have a clear view of all of the plumbing.
Good.
It there's a I don't know if it's pressed board, some sort of board there, and it's wet all around that board.
Mm-hmm. Yep, I would definitely try to cover up the valves, but also just
okay.
open up that access panel in the back and see if you can see something that way, looking upward and all of that, and even run that shower and go back there and look and see if you can see anything.
And see what's going on.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
And I have another question, if you don't mind.
Okay. Yeah, sure.
You just had the chimney guy on. We have a fireplace that is a gas fireplace now. Do those build up creosote just like a wood-burning fireplace in the chimney?
Not as bad. They really don't build up necessarily the same creosote as burning wood, but they're
okay.
definitely still good to get looked at. Get them
cleaned out. So like how often would you do that? And how often do they need to be cleaned when it's a gas fireplace?
So I would probably inspect that, check the gas log set, make sure it's working good, and have that cleaned out maybe every 3 to 5 years, something like that.
Okay. Yeah, I thought the creosote came from actual wood logs.
Yes. Yes,
right?
And it
okay.
does, but other things can happen with the gas as far as just if something happens to the actual chimney itself, it still gets dirty. Uh-huh. And if the gas log, they can make sure that the pilot light and the flames are burning correctly by the color.
Okay.
So they can examine that and just make sure that everything's burning well, because the gas log sets also could start just not burning as efficiently as they used to.
Okay. And so that your friend that you just talked to, do they do that too, Greg?
Yes.
Okay. And what is his company?
His company, I'll have to look that up. I'm drawing a blank
okay.
on the company
okay.
name.
I didn't know. We just turned the radio on, so I didn't know if you said it and I just missed it.
No, actually, I did not. And there's a couple people that I've worked with. So I don't want to get it wrong.
Okay.
So I will look that up and I will let you know.
Okay.
I'll put
well, we
that
are
on
traveling
the air
by car at the moment, so we will have you on until you're finished. We're traveling in the car, and we had all that happened with the shower yesterday and this morning. So I'm like, this is a sign. I should call and ask you.
Yeah. No, that definitely is. Yeah.
All right. Well, I appreciate your help. Thank you so much.
Appreciate it. Yep. Thanks
okay.
for the call.
Okay, bye.
Hey, Todd, if you can hold the line through the break, we're going to have a short segment in the second segment. Let's get to our final break here real quick. And Todd, if you could hang on for me, we'll get to you. I just don't want to run out of time for you. So I'll get to you as soon as we return right after this. More to come. Don't go anywhere. Alright guys, we are back as promised. Hey, got a whole nother hour after this segment. So during this segment, after this segment, the next hour, feel free to get with me. Give me a call, 314-436-7900. As promised, let's get straight to Todd and see what you have going on. Todd, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Awesome. Thanks for holding through the break there, buddy. I appreciate that. Just want to make sure I had enough time for you.
Oh, no problem. All right. Well, my house is built in 69, and I've got a half-inch water line coming in from the water meter, and I want to upgrade it to like a three-quarter inch. How would I go about doing that? And the water meters in a manhole in the front yard?
So yeah, it's pretty much the exact same as doing the sewer line coming in or something like that. They can bore from the yard where they don't have to do as much digging. Basically, you dig near the house and you dig near the meter, and they can change the size of that water line and use a boring machine to get from the meter to the house and then into the house to get that. Because if you just do, if you just increase stuff in the house, it's not going to help you unless you make it all the way back to that main line near the street out there. So, yep, you need a plumbing company that will get a company that does boring, and basically they could dig a couple holes and get you a bigger line in through there. Have you added more fixtures, more bathrooms, anything like that in the home since?
No, it's just if you're taking a shower and someone flushes the toilet, you lose water pressure, or if you're running the washing machine, you can't like use the sink upstairs.
Yeah, and that's why I've explained this to a lot of people when I'm looking at these older homes and they want to move the laundry to the main floor or do any kind of work like that, or even redo bathrooms. We'll have two bathrooms with a half-inch water line going up that supplies both bathrooms. And today's code, now they want a three-quarter-inch water line to the spot where each fixture, where the half-inch water line comes off of each fixture. So even for a bathroom with a sink, a toilet, and a shower, you need a three-quarter line getting to that bathroom, and then you can break off the half-inch to the faucet, break off half inch to the toilet off of the three quarter line, and each one has to come off of a three quarter line just to help prevent that. And then, so it's a great thing to do.
The current water line is only 24 inches deep.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It's that's okay. It's pretty shallow, but I'm surprised it's quite that low, and I would imagine they will probably recommend lowering that when they dig down and do the boring to get the new line in.
Yeah.
And they'll just bring it in a little bit lower into the basement, drill a new hole or whatever, bring it in a little lower down.
It's only 20 feet, maybe 16 to 20 feet from the meter to the house.
Okay. Yeah. That's not bad, but yeah, the ground, our frost line from the ground freezing in St. Louis, it doesn't happen often. It takes a really harsh winter, but we've seen the freeze go deep as about 2 feet, 30 inches in St. Louis. So being below that would be a great idea just in case.
If I wanted to get a plumbing permit myself from the town, and who would I call to get the new water meter?
So for the meter work itself, you're going to be dealing with your water district as far as putting in a new meter. A lot of them now, they're electronic, and they can just read them by driving up and down the road.
Yep, that's what I currently have.
Yep.
Yeah, I've got a 5/8 meter right now.
Okay. So, yeah, it'll it definitely need participation with your water company in getting that meter upsized to work with the new size of the line that you're getting. So, yep. So, yeah, recommend a good licensed plumber, pull the permits, do everything right. They'll get the boring done, and it'll definitely help you out. Then you'll have to do some plumbing to redo inside the house once you get there.
Would you recommend PEX or copper to go outside?
So definitely when they do the boring, it's going to be like a PEX type line that they put in for that boring machine.
All right.
So, all right.
All right. Well, thank you very much.
All right. No problem.
Okay. Thanks.
Thank you. Great question. Let's see if we can jump to John here and see what's going on before our next break. John, how you doing?
Hey, doing great. It's not pouring down rain. And I guess I didn't really, we buy a house. We're from the Southwest, but if we could have got the fire department to dump 10,000 gallons of water on our house, then we figure out what we got to deal with. But so that torrential rain, a couple times we've had it this season, we get a trickling water in our – we got a single story. It's in our bathroom where the fan is. Starts dripping from that. But only when it's drizzling all day, nothing. Pouring down rain, all of a sudden we get that drip.
Okay. So if it's wind-driven rains, a couple things could be happening is it can actually be blowing the door open. So if you have a damper on your roof where that pipe goes out through the roof, I've seen this happen where the wrong winds can blow that door open and just drive rains inside that door. And if the spring's broken, that helps hold it shut. Or maybe finding a different type where you don't have it where the winds could actually blow it open. It could be that, or it could be just the way that damper is installed and put in the shingles. If it's lifting up at all, if it's not tight down to the roof or sealed to the roof good, it could be blowing up underneath the flashing sitting on the roof of that damper and then coming in and following that pipe down and dripping into your fan there.
The only thing I got on the roof is the plumbing vents. There's no cap on those or anything, but from what I know, that goes straight to your sewer line or whatever.
Yeah, if the plumbing vent pipe is close to that fan vent pipe and it's coming in around the plumbing vent boot on the outside of the pipe, maybe there's like a transfer where it's dripping down onto your fan. It could be that if that exhaust fan does not penetrate the roof. But the only other thing I've really seen with exhaust fans that don't penetrate a wall or the roof is just that they condensate water, but that's not usually during hard rains. I mean, I think you're definitely got something coming in on one of those boots on that roof.
Yeah, because the exhaust fan goes out to the side of the house, like the little vent that's on the side of the house.
Mm-hmm.
It's basically going right there. But that's the only thing I could see, like the vent, it could be something up there.
Yeah, if it's some wind-driven rains and it's blowing inside that vent cover damper, that's possibly mm-hmm. where that could be coming from. But I think with your rains, you're probably definitely coming from something outside like that, either the plumbing vent stack or that damper on the wall, possibly. Walls leak a lot. We can talk about that hopefully a little bit more in the next hour, but a lot of leaks are actually wall leaks. So if it's coming in around there and following that pipe, it could still make its way back to your fan. So,
okay.
All right.
All right. Appreciate it. Thank
Appreciate
you.
Appreciate it. Hey, you're welcome. Good luck finding that. And for everybody else, we got a whole nother hour coming up. 314-436-7900 finds me right here. Don't go away.